And after the happy news that two pandas were born to the giant panda Mei Xiang at the National Zoo in Washington over the weekend, some sad news that one of them has died. Brandy Smith is the Associate Director for Animal Care Sciences at Smithsonian's National Zoo. And Brandy, very sad, but was it expected that both of these cubs would make it?
You know, when you have twin giant pandas, we know the mother can't raise them herself. And so we know we need to step in and help. And anytime you add kind of more variables in the system, there's more room for risk.
Why can't the mother raise the two cubs herself?
What we noticed with Mei Xiang was when that second cub was born, she had a difficult time picking it up. So she has one of those tiny little cubs on her body, and whenever she would try to pick up the second one, she would drop the first, and then she would try to pick up the first. So we wanted her to be able to successfully focus on one.
And is that something that you could say about pandas in general, or is that Mei Xiang specific?
We do know that when a panda gives birth, there's a 50-50 chance that they could have a twin. And we do know that there are very, very few cases of a mother panda successfully raising two cubs on her own.
Hmm. And what you were doing at the zoo in order to try to help both of these cubs survive is you were sort of trading off with Mei Xiang. She would take care of one and you would take care of the other.
Yes, she would have one on her body, keeping it warm and nursing it, feeding it. And then we would have the other in an incubator, keeping it warm. Originally, our goal was simply to swap the cub so that she would just be feeding them both. But then we found out in terms of weight gain, we wanted them to gain a little more weight. So we began supplementing.
Did she show any concern about the smaller cub?
No, and there was no difference between larger or smaller cub. What we noticed is whatever cub was on Mei Xiang, she cared for that cub fiercely.
Does Mei Xiang now know that one of the cubs is gone?
I don't think so. She would have one cub on her. There came a point when we could put the other cub on the ground in front of her squealing, and she would just ignore it. So she would focus on whatever cub she was breeding, and that second cub she didn't have any interest in.
And do pandas mourn once she does figure it out? Do they mourn?
That's a bigger question than I can answer, and I hate to be anthropomorphic. When you talk about fitness, it's about reproduction. It's about producing offspring. So I don't think she knows what happened.
So now with the surviving cub, what are the chances for that cub to grow up and be a giant panda one day?
That cub is doing so well. You know, it's loud, it's active. You can see it's making Mei Xiang work to take care of it. So it seems to be doing really well. And right now we're mostly just monitoring from afar. So we're not taking that cub off of her. We're not putting it in an incubator or supplementing it. We're letting Mei Xiang take care of that cub, and we're just doing what we can to help her.
And when does that cub get a name?
Tradition is usually 100 days, so I think that's what we're thinking right now.
And any ideas of what it'll be?
No idea.
You know, parents never tell you before they finally give the kid a name. I don't know why that is.
Well, you know, if Mei Xiang has an idea, she hasn't indicated anything to us, so we're not sure if she has something in mind.
Well, Brandy Smith, Associate Director for Animal Care Sciences at the National Zoo, we're sorry for the loss of the smaller cub, but hopefully the bigger one will do just fine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.